From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following 2 days of indirect talks in Kazakhstan involving the Syrian government and opposition, Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to support a partial ceasefire in place since late December. Members of the opposition expressed doubts about its effectiveness. The government chief negotiator said an assault on a rebel stronghold west of Damascus would continue. Russian official Alexander Larentyev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, said both sides have what he called hotheads that must be controlled. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura said, with so many parties fighting, progress to end the Syrian conflict will be difficult, but he remains hopeful.
No ceasefire is perfect. Never been any. But to be able to maintain it, contain it, and produce out of this some mechanism, some parameters that can be used, and having the guarantors involved in being a guarantor, is, if and when that will take place, and today it was decided to do it, quite an achievement.
Ohio State University analyst Alan Payen sees the talks in Astana as a diplomatic triumph for Moscow.
Russia succeeded to sideline the United States and Western Europeans, and they have taken the leadership role in bringing ceasefire, and now they are working to be obeyed by both sides.
A U.S. spokesman called on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to press all sides to abide by the truce to create an atmosphere conducive for political discussions to end the six-year war. Gambian lawmakers have lifted a state of emergency and revoked a three-month extension of the rule of ousted leader Yahya Jammeh as the country prepares to receive its new leader. Adama Barrow, still in Senegal, where he took the oath of office last week. Jammeh left Gambia Saturday, followed by an intervention of a regional ECOWAS force. This